Hello, my name is Eric, and you are listening to The Deep End, a new podcast that features music from artists who are creatively and honestly dealing with spiritual issues and themes. These artists dig below the surface to explore the deeper issues of life. So if you want to hear some great music, or you are looking for something more, let's dive into The Deep End. Hello, my name is Eric, and you are listening to The Deep End podcast. I am very excited today to have on the show, via Skype, Mike and David from Mike Mains and the Branches. They will be talking to me about their latest CD, their latest tour, and we will feature some of their music on the podcast. So before we get going with the interview, here is a sample of their music, Mike Mains and the Branches, and a song called Stereo.
Some courage, kid, and lie down when you grow up.
We have Mike and David from Mike Mains and the Branches on the line. Mike and David, welcome to the Deep End podcast. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me. For the Deep End listeners that don't know you, could you give a little background about the band?
Yeah, the band consists of myself, I'm Mike, as well as David.
Hello.
David just said hello. And Shannon and Burke. And we originated actually kind of in two different places. I'd known Shannon previously in Michigan before moving to Texas. And I moved to Texas, got a job at the wonderful Windstar World Casino, and started writing some songs. And then had a jam sessions with David, and it all kind of progressed from there.
You have a new CD called Home. I read somewhere this is your debut CD release. Is that correct?
Yeah, Eric, it's our debut full-length release. Prior to releasing Home, we did a short EP with a few songs on it that was a little bit more folky. But Home is the first record that we've toured on, and it's what we really consider to be our debut CD. It's the first CD that really showcases us as a full band with the sound that we now have.
What was the process like recording the CD? Is there any identifying theme that connects the songs?
Well, the process to record it was a little over 3 months. It was really interesting as far as the theme of the record. We were all kind of trying to decide on what we thought a title should be. And we were all just kind of sitting there having a meeting. And I said, it's interesting that this record it's really autobiographical for me as far as documenting a lot of experiences that I had went through during that period of time in my life. Yet, at the same time, I felt like it represented struggles and things that all four of us as a group went through together, and it kind of named itself.
And as far as the name of the album, Home, several of us were in a place in our lives where we had left what we considered to be our homes, and we had left our families and friends to move to pursue this band full time. And in doing that, we really came to find that home isn't necessarily a building. Home isn't four walls and a roof, but
it's a black van.
Yeah, no, home right now is a black van. But in general, we found a sense of home in this band, and a sense of home in the purpose that we're together for, and that's kind of been our foundation. And so it's our hope in our music that we can provide a sense of home for other people that come out to see shows and stuff.
As you know, the Deep End podcast features artists that explore spiritual issues and themes. It seems to me that your music has these kinds of themes embedded in the songs and lyrics. Is that something that's intentional or something that just comes through naturally?
I think it's a very organic and a natural thing. Definitely as far as lyrically, when I write stuff, it's just from a place that's real and extremely vulnerable. That could be a song about dealing with where I was from, or it could be a song about struggling with my faith, but it's definitely all from a very real place, and its origin is always just really, really just trying to be honest and vulnerable with who we are and where we're at.
And for us, I think the faith element isn't something that we intentionally look for places to slip it into our lyrics or to our music or to our message. It's just kind of something that I mean, we're not really in this trying to be like a quote-unquote Christian band. Like our faith is definitely it's the foundation of who we are as people, and so it's our hope that when we produce art and when we're open and honest about who we are and the things that we deal with and struggle with, the lens of faith that we view that through will be evident through everything that we do, including our music.
Speaking of the spiritual nature of your music, the song Beneath Water is one of my favorites. It has a lot of great imagery in the lyrics, and I would describe it as a very deep and passionate song. Could you give us a little insight into the song and how it came about?
Like a lot of songs, it's with an acoustic guitar on a couch. And that one has a lot to do with kind of like I was talking about earlier, and really trying to figure out whether or not I, you know, was a Christian or I wasn't. And obviously the chorus, it definitely symbolizes, you know, the concept of baptism. And I think too, a lot of what I was really trying to say is just kind of for once and for all, I want to be done with a lot of the things that I grew up as a young man, kind of dealing with, and just kind of putting my hands up and saying, you know, I could really use some help here. And there's a little bit of a brotherly element too. It talks about when I met my best friend, and just kind of, you know, there's Hebrews, I think it's 13:1 says, "Let brotherly love continue." So there was that element of friendship and camaraderie that kind of sparked a lot of a theme to that as well.
Well, let's take a listen to Beneath Water by Mike Maines and the Branches.
So scratch away the sand stuck in your ears, water all the crops with showers of tears. Tell all those babies' mothers they don't need no fear, 'cause God's got their hearts in his hands. And we'll ask all of the painters if they dress in white to walk around the streets in the dead of the night, dance like guests at a wedding underneath the lights, look at the buildings and say, "I touched that." Oh, we always want to brag. Oh, we always want to brag. And just hold me underneath the water till the old me dies and slips out of this body. Rip him out of my body and make me new again. They sink like wind or rain in my rusty sails. The sailor's hands took flight and hung in the sky below a celebration that lands inside. My heart pops with pride as I'm defined, the center of the room filled with all your eyes, leading me to believe that I'm so fresh and revised. But God, I'm nothing if I don't have you.
You are listening to the Deep End Podcast, and we are speaking with Mike and David from Mike Maines in the Branches. Earlier, we were talking about the organic nature of music. I'm curious how you view your listener or audience in the equation. Is it important to you that people connect with the songs? Is that something you think about when you write or when you play live?
Absolutely. We definitely don't want to try to marry any sort of method as to how they connect with it. You know, the main reason we all do this is because we went to shows when we were kids, you know, and connected with those songs and those artists. And that's the same way that we strive to do that. It's just playing our songs as passionately as possible and just hoping that out of that production, or some call it entertainment, or just out of a live show, you know, those people can hear the words that we're singing and connect with that.
For me, what's most important to me isn't so much that they necessarily even understand what the songs mean to us personally, but that people would just individually take out of it what they will. And I think if we're sincere, and if we approach every show sincerely and openly, and if our performance is honest and passionate, then I think that passion is something that people can connect with, regardless of whether or not the lyrics of that specific song are about something that they're dealing with. And so I think that realness is something that people, especially in the music scene today, are really striving for and looking for.
You mentioned having a passion when playing music. I've never seen you live, but from seeing your videos on YouTube, the passion you mentioned seems to come across, and you really seem to enjoy playing together. Is that an accurate assessment?
Actually, Eric, no. We dislike most of each other. It's really pretty much just a facade.
We do it for the money.
When the money is rolling in, like it has been for us lately, let me tell you, it's, you know, it's hard to put the instruments down, even when you dislike most of the people you work with. No, in all seriousness, yeah, we have a good time, man. Oh. It's a lot of fun. I can't imagine doing anything else or doing this with anyone else.
Going back to the CD, another song that really resonates with me is Drifter. It seems to have some real depth to it, and you seem to be processing through something that is very powerful. Could you give us some background on Drifter?
Yeah, Drifter is a song that I wrote in probably one of, if not the most dark times of my life. That was during a period of about a week, where during that week, I pretty much decided to commit suicide and had a knife out on my table and just thought, well, if my friend doesn't answer the phone call, I'm going to kind of end it all. So he didn't answer the phone call, and then kind of while I was in the midst of the process, he ended up calling me back and talking me out of it. And a couple days later, I wrote Drifter just kind of in one sitting. And that song's just really, really about kind of being torn between atheism and Christianity and having all of these answers as a young man, questions as a young man, but not having answers to all of them, and really kind of trying to understand, you know, the purpose of your existence, and then finally kind of settling with, you know, I think it was David that said, you know, like, creating me a new heart, renew a steadfast spirit within me, you know. John said, I must decrease, but he must increase, and kind of finding peace and comfort in, you know, putting faith in something other than myself.
If you're calling me a drifter, I'd say you're probably right. Just trying to get to where I'm going, even if I don't know where it is. And if you're calling me a liar, well, liar's fine. I'm so sorry to have hurt you. I'll leave you alone, 'cause I've been so stuck on myself, can't seem to help anyone else. tear me down again, build me back anew. Rid me of myself and fill me up with you. Take me to the place where I once knew. You were for me, not against me. And if you say that I have no peace, I'd say you're probably right. Cause I can't seem to find it. I've failed so many times, I'm wondering if I'll ever learn. It's you I need, it's you I want, it's you who can complete this very world, this very life that you've begun in me. From this offering that you call my life.
That was a song called Drifter by Mike Maines and the Branches. We have Mike and David from the band on the line. I know that you guys are currently on tour in the West. Can you tell us how the tour is going? And also, what, from your perspective, is the best thing about touring, and what are the challenges?
I would say it's going well. We're definitely, it was an interesting trip on the way out here. We had to drive for, it was like 3 days straight of nothing but driving, but we got to see the Grand Canyon on the way out. So far, it's just been really cool. There's always ups and downs. I would say things that we deal with as far as struggles, to answer that part of the question, I would say Dave and Burke definitely both have girlfriends that they miss a lot when they're on the road. I miss, you know, family as well. I miss a nice bed to sleep in every once in a while. That's always nice. But other than that, we just roll deep. That's how we roll.
You know why we roll deep, Eric? Because we're on the Deep End Podcast.
Thanks for the plug, David. I like to think we roll deep here on the Deep End Podcast. I know that you'll be traveling to Salt Lake as part of the tour. The Deep End actually has a lot of subscribers in the Salt Lake area. Can you give details of where and when you'll be playing?
Well, Eric, if any of your listeners are interested in coming to see us in Salt Lake City, they can check us out at a show that we're playing at Kilby Court. It's on a Sunday night, January 23rd. And I imagine it'll be at 7 o'clock at Kilby Court in Salt Lake City. It'll be an indie show with a few other bands. As far as the tour goes, we're in California at the moment. We played Fresno last night. We were in Anaheim before that, and then I think we're going to be making our way up the East Coast, or sorry, West Coast, and then, you know, going up to Seattle and looping back around, hitting Salt Lake City. Then we're going to be circling back around and doing the old Midwest, East Coast, heading up to Virginia, doing some Texas, some Florida. All in all, I think we're going to be out on this particular tour until a little bit into March.
Well, I know that you guys have a lot going on, so thanks for taking the time to be on the Deep End podcast. I hope you have a great rest of the tour. Do you have any parting words for us at the Deep End?
Well, we just want to say thanks for having us on, Eric. I've listened to a few episodes of the Deep End podcast and really enjoyed them, and I appreciate what you're doing. Both to promote bands and to help people be aware of awesome music that's out there. And it's an honor to be on that list. If anybody heard us on here and enjoyed it, we'd really love to see people come out to the Salt Lake City show or any stops on this tour that they might be near. And so I think that's pretty much it.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Again, thanks to Mike and David for being on the Deep End podcast today. Before we close out the show, let's listen to one more song from Mike Maines and the Branches. This is a song called Miracle.
Whichever you put in front of my eyes, only what I can see and breathe in, as long as it don't scratch against my lungs. All blood hands to cement, what thou you'll amend, until our fingers bleed and all our nails rip off. Oh, but our little toes have been known to go walking down Harlot Street. Now we know that
about you make a little room for me.
Thank you for listening to the Deep End Podcast. If you want to learn more about the podcast or the artists that I've featured on the show today, please visit www.deependfm.com. All of the music you have heard on the podcast today has been played with permission from the artist. Until next time, this is Eric. You have been listening to The Deep End.
This is a sacred room.